Well, hey, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I want you to take a minute and visit stewardship.com and check the amazing deal on the starter special. For only $47, you'll receive books, audio, and video lessons to help you get started making a plan for your money. It includes over $160 worth of products. And did I mention, it's only $47, so go to stewardship.com for all the details.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, I'd like to welcome you to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Don't know where you are or what you're doing today or how you're feeling, but let this encourage you. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And let that kind of just wash over you today, wherever you are. And of course, as we look to encourage you in your finances specifically, we have bundled for you a few of our best tools to help you stay on track with your money plan. It's called the Starter Special, and it's available right now for only $47. Get started changing your life and the way that you handle money. Get all the details at stewardship.com. Well, we are ready to take your calls, questions, or comments, or testimonies. The number is 866-357-3283. Again, it's 866-357-3283. And first on the line, we've got Vaven calling in from Valrico, Florida. Vaven, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing great. Where exactly is Valrico?
Near Tampa, Florida.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm not familiar with that. I actually lived in Clearwater for a season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it's very close. Very close, about an hour away from Clearwater, an hour away from Orlando, Florida.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. How can I help you?
Well, I have a question. I'm on baby step number one. I'm replenishing my baby step number one, and I'm in the process of trying to work down baby step number two. I paid off all my credit cards last week, and that's so awesome. So my next second biggest debt is an $8,000 repossession of the cost that I have to pay back from a car that I got. So, and it's $8,000. I paid $1,800 toward it already. I need a little bit more strength to finish paying off the $8,000. I've already made a deal with the law office to pay it off, paying $200 a month. But I want to call them again and see if this is what my question is. My question is, should I go call them again and negotiate the deal to see if I can pay a little bit, maybe $2,000, just save up $2,000 and just pay it off? So that's my question.
Well, I think, so who is it exactly who's owed? Is it a car company or a law firm?
Oh, the car company. I'm just talking to their lawyer.
This is just the loss on the sale, the money that they lost on the car?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What is your current income?
$52,000 a year.
Why would you not try it? I mean, think about it. What if they were to shave off $1,000 and it was a 20-minute inconvenience for you to call them? 20 minutes of inconvenience for $1,000 savings. It's, you know,
right.
I think, yeah, call them. I mean, call them and then call them again and then make sure you have just a great spirit about you. And what I wouldn't do is I wouldn't expect anything. I wouldn't expect to have this like tone of entitlement that they need to. But I would just, you just ask. And you said $52,000 a year?
Yeah.
See if you can budget for $3,000 a month in living expenses and the rest goes towards this. Because I think $200 a month is a little slow. I would try to see if you can get to about $3,000 a month so that you're living off of $36,000, which is $8,000 less than $44,000. So $44,000 is your take-home a year. So you're going to go $8,000 less than that is at $36,000. Divide that by 12, you're on a $3,000 a month budget on living expenses and just absolutely destroy this thing.
Right. Okay.
That's what I
have student loan debt too, so I'm paying the minimum on that. So.
Okay. Okay. I don't know all your variables. I just given some rough math, I would say that would be a cool little, and it might not be 3,000. It might be 3,200.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is for you, but that's in my mind, the way my mind thinks, that's what I would do. I'd try, like, can I live off 36,000? Let's see if I can do this. Where can I shave to make this happen? And then boom, I can get it done in one calendar year. I could be completely done.
Okay.
That's just the way
right.
I think.
Okay.
And of course it's with the spirit of Proverbs 6:5, that free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. So it's just like getting after it just as fast as you can. So I think I'm afraid $200 a month might be a little slow and you might get super frustrated in the process. So I'll just rip the Band-Aid off fast.
Right. Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Great. Cool. Well, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Oh, folks, I got an email here from Beth. Of course, you can email in also at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Beth says, is it okay to use one credit card in order to get the reward points? And those of you who have been listening in for quite some time, you know that Beth has just walked into a trap. She's just walked into, she doesn't know what she's walked into, but the answer is no. The Bible is very clear. Romans 13:8 says, owe no man anything except for the debt to love one another. And so we are to be living this life, driving this life, looking through the windshield, looking forward, not looking backwards at what we've already spent, what the decisions we've already made. It'd be like driving your car looking through the rearview mirror. We don't want to do that. And then Beth, you know, those who use plastic spend 22% more. So it's just a different mindset. If you're doing reward points, you're trying to think through how much more can I spend to the next threshold to get another reward? And that is not the way that we want to look at our finances at all. So I know that you're thinking, oh, well, why? I'm going to make these purchases anyway, so why don't I get $5? I'm telling you, you're going to spend way more than $5 to get that $5. You're not winning, I promise. I've never met anyone successful financially who said, hey, you know how I got there? Do you know how I became wealthy? It's those reward points, man. They just put me right over the top. I mean, that was the answer. That's never happened. And so, you know, stay away from the reward points. Now, where reward points are awesome, hotels, you know, where you're going to be there anyway, or airlines. For me, I'm taking a vacation very soon to LA. All five of my family, and we're all going out there for $146 out of pocket. Why? Because of reward points, but not credit card reward points, but they're airline reward points. So I like reward points. That's great. Just not tied to a credit card, not tied to something that is not biblical. Next on the line, we've got Sue. She's calling in from New Lenox, Illinois. Sue, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I'm honored. How can I help you?
Well, I live by myself, and I have beautiful friends, and they all give me different advice. So I thought I would talk to you. I have kind of two separate questions.
Okay.
I have an amount of money in a savings account.
Okay.
Now, if something were to happen to me, I would like this money to go to my three children. Do I just write their names on the account, or do I have to have a special papers for that, or what?
Well, the reason why you're getting multiple advice on this is because there are different ways you can do this. The most simple way, and all you need to do, is just have a will. And in the will, you describe out, I want this divided in thirds. And be as specific as you can, and the will just has to be state specific, but you don't need a trust. And you don't need to put these accounts into their names. You don't do any of that. You just need to have a will. And so when it comes time, way long time from now, when you graduate to heaven, and they're sitting down and they're going, okay, what did she want done? Oh, here it is. She has a will. It's notarized. It's official. It's beautiful. And it says exactly what to do. So there's no frustration. There's no fighting. And what you've done is you've saved them a ton of headache because you've just flat out explained it. And it's really cheap. Like, I'm actually going to provide a link for you right on the under Chris Recommends at stewardship.com. There is a section on stewardship.com that says Chris Recommends. I'm going to provide a link right there for you. And you just click on there and it'll tell you how to do a will. It's very, very inexpensive and it'll walk you through it. And you could be done by the end of the day.
Oh, well, the banker even told me that even if it's in my will, he said, if you don't have a trust, it's going to go to court.
I wonder if there's a commission tied to that trust. Isn't that funny, right? Oh, dear. You do not need a trust.
Oh, that's such good news.
What's the amount of money?
$35,000.
Okay. So you can start getting into trust when it's a super significant amount, when you're starting to talk about millions of dollars. That's when you can start getting into some of this estate stuff. But for your scenario, all you need is a will. So it's very, very simple.
Oh, well, that's very good. Okay, thanks. And then the other part of my question is, I did hear that having your money in a regular savings account is like the worst place to have it because of the low interest. But I need something that, you know, I can get to the cash in case of emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend?
So this $35,000 is not in addition to an emergency fund. This is the emergency fund.
Yep, this is it.
You got to think through this. This needs to be about 3 to 6 months of your monthly expenses. Anything above that, then you probably need to put it into some mutual funds. What would be a normal month of expenses?
$3,000.
Okay, so put $6,000 to $10,000 in a money market account, and the remainder, let's say $25,000, you want to put that into some mutual funds. So if you want to keep it in a money market account, all of it, if you're thinking you're going to use it within 5 years, but if it's going to be more than 5 years that you're going to do something with this money, then you need to put it into some mutual funds where it can actually generate something for you. And then it'll be worth the fees that come along with a mutual fund, that it'll have time to actually produce some good stuff for you.
All right. I'll do that. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Sue. All right, folks. Well, we all have great intentions to manage our money well. And obviously, you can hear the intentions in Sue's tone of voice. But if you're like me, it's all too easy to let those impulse decisions, you know, throughout our lifetime, they've kind of messed up our money plan before. And, you know, I'm no different. You know, you got these impulse decisions that come at you. And you're like, I want to do it so bad, right? Well, listen, just remember, it's important to get back on track as soon as possible. If you make that impulse decision, get back on track. Don't just throw the whole month away. Don't throw the whole year away. And so to help you, what our team wants to do is we've bundled some of the best tools together, and we're calling it the Starter Special. And it is available at stewardship.com. And it includes over $160 worth of products for only $47. But we're offering it only this week. You'll get Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover, sold over 5 million copies, an incredible book. Complete Guide to Money, that's another amazing book. 13 audio lessons on MP3, the Deluxe Envelope System, the Dumping Debt DVD video lesson, and two of Dave's PDF ebooks. So don't wait to take advantage of this incredible deal. Get your starter special for only $47 this week only at stewardship.com. Well, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and of course, you can call in at 866-357-3283, or you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's get back to Chris.
This email comes in from Nate. He says, "Dear Chris, I was listening to your show recently, and you said that you have never used a credit card in your adult life. This made me wonder, how are you able to make big purchases such as buying a car or a house where you have to pay it off over time? Thank you very much." Well, Nate, because a credit card is not necessary for these purchases that you mentioned, like buying a car or buying a house, not necessary at all. And for those folks that, you know, love credit scores, credit cards are not needed for any of that. My first car, I'm going back to my adult life and how I got cars and houses and those kind of things and how it all kind of transpired. When I think of my first car, I paid $300 cash for an 88 Ford Escort. That's right. Uh-huh. Had some ground effects on them bad boys. Oh, it was awesome. It was legit. Loved it. Then I moved up to a 79 Ford Ranchero. paid cash for that sucker. It was awesome. Don't make fun of it. You know those like El Camino type cars, but this was a Ford Ranchero, very exclusive. Solid steel, man. It was awesome. It had a 351 Cleveland in it. It was legit. I wouldn't say it was a babe magnet, but it did the job. Anyway, then I graduated to an 83 Honda Civic with push start ignition before that was cool. This has had wires dangling from it. And that was another $300 or $400 in cash as well. Now, when I started to get into the borrowing world, which I should not have, I bought a 1995 Nissan pickup truck XE hard body. Oh, yeah. It was awesome. But here's the deal. When I went in and I had to get a loan, I had no credit cards, and they still gave me the loan. So I don't, and I shouldn't have. And of course, I paid it off super fast, and I should have never done that. I ended up paying way too much money for this truck. It was in 1998, and it was a 95, so it was 3 years old. But it had nothing to do with my credit cards. You don't need a credit card. I've never needed one, and you don't either. So anyway, that gives you a little bit of how I got into adulthood with no credit card. It was not needed. Now, I will say this. That first loan I ever got was like 15.1% interest. It was brutal. I still remember that. It was absolutely horrible. But anyway, no credit card needed. So enough on that. Thank you so much for your email. Coming up from Lexington, Kentucky, this is Ashley. Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
I just had a couple of questions. My husband and I, we are a family of six total. I just gave birth last year, back in March. So I have a daughter who's almost a year old and three stepchildren. Our biggest issue right now is finances. We have found ourselves in a great deal of debt. And, I mean, paying groceries is a challenge.
Yeah.
And, you know, as well as utilities now, it's gotten to that point. So just kind of wanted some insight on, you know, a couple of steps that we might be able to take. He is working full-time right now. I am staying at home. So we're trying to figure out some way there, you know, as far as me finding some kind of employment as well as being able to take care of our daughter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you can look at this from two different standpoints, income side and the expense side. So we'll start, you hit on the income a little bit, so we'll just start there. Any chances for more income? I mean, any on his side, on your side, any of that will help. I do think staying at home can be a really great thing for those who are wired that way. But it is kind of a luxury in this where you guys are at right now financially.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to desire it, but it's another thing to feel like, and I'm not saying you are, but those listening in, maybe you feel entitled to stay at home. And I just don't think that's the way it works when you have debt. I think, you know, when you have debt, it says free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. It's not, the gazelle doesn't have a chance to just say, you know what, I'm just going to stay at home for a season. You know, the gazelle's running from the hunter, you know, so I'm all for you guys both working. Now, if you're going to go work for 20 grand, it's going to cost you 20 grand for childcare. It makes no sense.
Exactly.
So you've got to make sure that makes sense. And now if there's a way you can work from the home, or there's a way that you can help him with his job so that he can go make more money, if he's got a skill or a trade or some experience that yields a higher income. So that's the income side. On the expense side, I really want you to focus in on your four walls. And what I mean by that is you'd mentioned utilities. I want you to focus in on shelter, which includes utilities first, transportation, food, and clothing. And that doesn't mean like luxury clothing. That means just enough to put on your body. I mean, that's the $2 shirts and stuff. Just make it happen.
Right.
Of course, you're avoiding all restaurants. If you can sell a car, if that's one of your debt tensions. But look at the biggest parts of your income first. So is the home too much home? Are you house poor? Is it more than 25% of your income, your take-home pay? Maybe you're at too much house. Maybe it's too nice, or maybe it's too big, or maybe it's not. Then you look into your cars. Is there anywhere we can cut with our cars? Then you go to like maybe it's food. Are we eating out too often? Do we have, you know, this big family and we're all getting drinks at a restaurant, right? There's 10 bucks every time you sit down.
Right.
Just look through all that stuff. What are we doing for recreation? What are we doing for vacations? Is it a $500 vacation? Should it be $100? If it's a $100 vacation, should it be $20? But you're going to go through your budget and see where is it that we can cut. I, my assumption is that you're doing all those things. I would just say squeeze a tad further. But the big takeaway on this phone call, I think, for you is to feel released a little bit. If it's not all possible, to feel released from all the discretionary things and take care of the four walls first. I don't want you to feel any kind of utility pressure ever.
Okay.
Take care of your shelter, utilities, food, clothing, and transportation first. And by transportation, I don't mean the $800 payment on the big pickup truck.
Right.
I'm just talking about transportation, point A to point B. Have you ever heard of the book Complete Guide to Money?
I have not.
Okay. I want to send that to you for free.
Okay.
It's called the Complete Guide to Money. Dave Ramsey's the author. He walks down all of this for you in detail. So I want to make sure I give that to you.
Okay, great.
And then I want to make sure I encourage you too, before you hang up. This is definitely a trial. And I don't want to be not sensitive to it. This is an issue. There's got a lot of wrestles here. And you've been courageous in taking on all this responsibility. And I want you to know what the Bible says about trials. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast or faithful under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." And so as you're going through this, know it's a season, know it's a trial, and know that your faithfulness in the trial is going to yield a lot of great results. And so it's not really, the life is not about the pit, and it's not necessarily about the promise, but it's about the process. And so I would just make sure that as you're going through this, that you're still finding a way to enjoy life through the tension. And I definitely want you to feel that, okay?
All right, great. Yeah.
All right, so stay on the line, and Amanda's going to give you that book, and keep us posted on this, because I really want to see whether it's on the income side or the expense side, how you guys dig out of this.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you, Ashley. Well, folks, I've been saying all along that you can leave a voicemail, because obviously the call volume is high, and Ashley originally called, and she had left a voicemail. There's one phrase that she said in the voicemail. It said, "It's no way to live." And it really grabbed us. And so Amanda called her back and we kind of lined up her calling in today. And I want you guys to know, feel free to make sure that you are, that you're leaving voicemails for us. We definitely want to, you can call 24/7, call in with a question, a praise, or maybe just call in with an encouraging comment for our listeners. I know there's a gentleman named Mr. Lattimore who has done just that. He called in and wanted to encourage everybody. And so we're just going to go ahead and play this voicemail for you and let it encourage you.
Hello, my name is Herbert Lattimore, and I listen to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. My comment is just that the Lord sometimes calls us to take up his cross, deny ourselves, and follow him. And a lot of times in my life, I've denied myself, and I agree with him. Everything Chris Brown says and his advice, pay off these debts that you have. Ask the Lord to show you how. We have to pray and ask the Lord to show us how. We got to learn to trust the Lord and not be so anxious to live above our needs and our means just to keep up with what our neighbors and other people are doing. Thank you very much.
Well, I pray that that encouraged you today. It definitely did us as well. Listen, don't forget to see all the details about the Starter Special Bundle for $47 at stewardship.com. Keep this passage in mind. Luke 6:32 through 42 says this, "If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners." And that would be time and energy, not necessarily money. Now check this out, verse 35. "But love your enemies and do good and lend expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you'll be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and to the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. What would happen in our neighborhoods, at our activities, in the mall, if we were loving everybody, even the ones who get on our nerves, even the ones that are annoying, even the ones that maybe are doing something that doesn't fall in line with the scriptures? We were just being loving and graceful and merciful and showing the love of Christ. So this weekend, remember Luke 6, 32 through 42, as you continue to live this life God's way and for God's glory.